Michael, what are your thoughts on being drafted by the Patriots?
It's a great feeling. It's a great feeling. This is, it's been a childhood dream of mine. I'm with the organization that I always wanted to be with, so it's definitely a great feeling. It's truly a blessing.
Where were you today? What'd you spend the day doing?
I was with my family. My whole family was with me. I'm still with them right now. They're excited for me. I'm excited. I'm just at home with my family.
What do you think of, coming to an organization that has so many of your Rutgers teammates and former teammates?
Well, it's great. It's great to be able to, come in and, kind of have some guys that, I know and kind of like, I already feel like brothers to me. So it's great. I'm at an advantage to, have that, just as far as me getting acclimated and everything, with being a new organization. So it's definitely a great feeling.
Michael, what were your pre-draft meetings with the Patriots? Contact?
I'm sorry?
What was your contact with the Patriots prior to the draft?
I did the Senior Bowl and the Combine and everything, did a bunch of different interviews and whatnot, and, I had a workout, with the defensive line coach, so I feel like I did a good job. Well, obviously, I think I did a pretty good job with that, so that was pretty much it.
When was that workout?
I would say probably about a week or two after the pro day.
Okay.
When this deep into the draft, are you thinking to yourself, am I going to go? Am I, what's going through your thought at that point before the call comes?
It's just a blessing, to be able to play in the NFL. And, it's been a childhood dream of mine. I started playing football when I was 9 years old. I've been waiting for this day. So, I'm blessed to be able to go to a great organization and, organization I always dreamt about playing with. So, I wasn't really too, concerned with all that.
What kind of preconceived notions did you have about the Patriots?
The same ones everybody in the world knows. They're a stand-up organization. I believe they're the best organization in football. The way they do it, the way they do everything. They have great players. Everything like that.
What kind of indication did you get that the Patriots were gonna select you?
I didn't necessarily know. I didn't really have an indication. When they called me, I was talking about how this guy in the world there, Coach Belichick's voice. So I didn't really have an indication. I was hoping, that they had interest in me, but I didn't really know anything beforehand.
Why did you decide to stay in school after your junior season?
Just because, just to finish my college career, that's something that, I promised my mother I would do, as far as, getting my degree and everything, and, I wanted to get closer to doing that, and, just because, I bled orange, I wanted to be there, to finish out with my teammates. I believe that, we had something good going, everything didn't go, as we expected, but, I'm glad I made the decision to come back.
And can you just walk us through your jaw injury last season and in your mind, was that part of why you lost weight? Was that part of why maybe your stats weren't as high as they were your junior season?
I wouldn't tie that in. The jaw situation, it was a bad time of my life, but I learned a lot from it. I think I became a better man from it, and it's something that would never happen again.
Do you know anybody who's on this team, or have you talked to anybody who's on the Patriots team?
Yeah, one of my close friends, Tavon Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah, he called me. He probably called me a couple minutes after they picked me.
What did he tell you?
He said, "Welcome to the Patriots." We talk sometimes, but he basically just called me, welcoming me, and saying he's glad that I'm gonna be his teammate. Once again, so that's pretty much it.
You had 6 pass breakups last season. Is having long arms and sort of being disruptive in the passing game from the line of scrimmage something that you pride yourself on?
Yeah, pass breakups, that's a play for no gain. So, anything that I could do, help the defense. I don't really get caught up in the numbers and everything. Anything I can do, help the defense when it comes to pressures, sacks, whatever I can do to help the defense. I'm just trying to make sure I have an impact on every play.
Kind of an off-the-wall question. Did you ever consider going to Rutgers?
No, I actually didn't. never considered going to Rutgers. I was an Illinois guy all the way.
I mean, they've just drafted a couple of Rutgers guys this weekend, so.
Yeah. I actually worked out with Logan Ryan. I trained with him. I'm pretty familiar with him as well. So.
Where was that?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Arizona.
Oh, Arizona.
You were viewed in a lot of places as a mid-round pick, maybe as high as the third round. Was it frustrating to not go that high?
It was a little bit frustrating, but like I said before, you know, I have a great opportunity in front of me. You know, it's been a lifelong dream. You know, to even get my name called was a blessing. You know, my family celebrated, you know, as if you thought I was, you know, first pick in the draft. You know, it didn't matter. You know, the biggest thing is, you know, I'm a Patriot now, and I have a great opportunity in front of me, and I'm going to make the best of it. So I'm going to be really worried about that.
So what do you do off the field, Michael?
I'm sorry?
What do you do off the field? You have any hobbies?
I'm a big movie guy. I watch a lot of movies. I have three younger siblings, so, you know, I like to do a lot of stuff with them. They're getting into, you know, sports now and everything. So pretty much, you know, hanging out with my younger siblings, you know, watching movies and, you know, watching a lot of sports. My TV is always on ESPN if I'm not watching movies. That's pretty much me in a nutshell.
What kind of movies do you like?
All kinds. I like horror movies, action movies, everything. I don't have a particular type. I feel like I've, you know, seen every movie there is. So I don't have a particular type. I just, you know, love watching movies.
You got a favorite?
Xanadu?
Yes. Probably Scarface.